Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, Pastor made his announcements. Let's get started with our study of the pre-tribulation rapture.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
All right, now let's get into this coming Middle East war, part one from Psalms 83. Now I'm going to start out by reading the psalm, because this is going to be the basis as we spend now probably 2 or 3 weeks on this subject from Psalms chapter 83. And you're going to be blessed, I believe, as you hear things and see things, and you'll say, oh, I never thought of that. I never knew that. Look, what I have to say is not brand new. It's been in the Bible all these years. It comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from me. I'm just his messenger. So I hope that you will listen as we continue in this coming days series, coming straight from the book I have recently completed and it has been printed. Now, beginning in Psalms 83, verse 1, keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom, and the Ishmaelites of Moab, and the Hagarenes, Jebel, and Ammon, and Amalek, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre. Asher also is joined with them. They have holpen the children of Lot, Selah. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Ondo. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, yea, all their princes as Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, let them, like a wheel, as a stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth the wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. Now, Psalms 83 involves 10 nations in a coalition. Now, some have tried to tie this war with events that have happened in the past. However, those things did not happen in the manner as Psalms 83 lays out for us. Now, I have searched authors from present day to over 100 years ago in research. So this message, as we look at it now, as we look at this passage particularly that I've researched, there are some very interesting ideas. I believe that this chapter is showing us a war that could happen before the rapture or immediately after the rapture, but before the tribulation. Now remember, the tribulation does not start with the rapture. The rapture is before the tribulation, but the tribulation starts when the Antichrist confirms a covenant with Israel, and that will start the seven-year period of tribulation known as Jacob's trouble. That will be the day of rapture, but it could be on the day of the rapture, or it could be a few years after the rapture. We do not know how soon that covenant is made with Israel after the rapture. Again, it could be the same day or sometime after. The Bible does not give us clarity on that. We do know, however, that it does happen that way. So just be ready, because we know that it is going to happen. So as we think about it, the war spoken of in our text is different than the Russian coalition that comes at the beginning of the tribulation. Notice first the identity of this coalition of nations. In verses 6 through 8, because these nations all surround Israel, verse 6 shows us Edom. The geographical location of Edom would be what the world is trying to identify as that of the Palestinians. The Ishmaelites are the Arabs, which would include Moab and Ammon in verse 7. Today we call this place Jordan. The Hagarenes and Amalek in verse 7 are in a land that is now occupied by Egypt. We remember that Hagar is from Egypt. Then Jebel, in verse 7, would be a part of Jordan or Lebanon. It actually had that name in both places. Now, I studied many scholars about this, and they seem to be divided upon which place it is. So I will simply say this. Either way, it surrounds Israel and fits right into the coalition. Now, not in my book, but here's a statement. The Bible, when it says something, it means it. And as people used to say, you can go to the bank on that. And so some people try to play off this very thing that we're looking at here as, oh, that's already happened, or this. No. If the things written here have not happened, it has not happened. It's going to happen as the Bible describes. The Bible doesn't lie to us. God wouldn't lie to you or me. And so trying to identify with something and say, well, you just don't understand it. No, don't try to fit the Bible to your philosophy. You better learn how to fit your philosophy and change it to what the Bible says. Now, going on, the Philistines, of course, are represented by Gaza. Today we think of Hamas. Now, Israel has recently traded 1,000 terrorists for one of their soldiers, which seems like a bad move on Israel's part. But then in September, Abbas, who is the head of Fatah, not Hamas in Gaza, went to the UN to ask them to recognize them as a state. When Israel did this with Hamas, it gave recognition to Hamas, which weakened Fatah and Abbas in the eyes of his own people, as well as in the eyes of those who dwell in Gaza. What he was doing to get his power over that, it was soundly defeated, wasn't it? He was trying to get his power over that region that has been diminished. There was a council of 15 UN members who were supposed to vote on recognizing them as a state. And many countries like Brazil were actually going to go ahead and vote them in as a state. But then all of a sudden, Brazil was removed from the council, and another country that favors Israel took their place. Now, they may not get the vote that they thought they were going to get, which has helped weaken them in the eyes of nations, but it says the Philistines, which are Gaza, with the inhabitants of Tyre, which seems to include Lebanon. And then we think of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Now, I think it is interesting that Russia met with some Hezbollah members at the Russian parliament because it means they are recognizing this terrorist state. I wonder if this is the beginning of Russia building interest in this area, that when they do come down at the beginning of the tribulation, they will do so as if they have a state there. Now, let me quickly insert here, take a break in the reading just to say this. This book was written from sermons that I preached over the last 30-some-odd years at Central Baptist Church. So probably everything I have here may be 4, 5, 6 years old or older. But you also need to remember this. Principles don't change. Stated truth doesn't change. Names of leaders, names of people, names of weapons even may change. But what God says always is true and will remain. So keep that in mind. We've mentioned Abbas. We may mention some others as we go along. But what I want you to see is that regardless of that, whether we say Hamas or anybody else, the bottom line is that what the Bible says is what stands out. Now, this is how, from what the Bible says, we see how people that are living today could be fulfilling that very thing if God should so choose to rapture us or that thing should break out in war. Okay, now let me continue. Then there is Asher in verse 8, which is Syria, the children of Lot. Again, we look at Moab and Ammon, which were in Jordan. Now, many seem to think, since that is already mentioned, this may include Iran or Iraq, that area, which was Persia.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.